Представител.
My name is Juan. I'm an Erasmus student and I come from Madrid. I'm 21 years old and I study sociology.
Slovenia in Ljubljana.
A very nice city comparing with Madrid because there's a lot of nature also, there's not such a big city. I don't know, my first impression was that I'll be nice here because of this, the nature, the small streets. And I also thought about that this was a student city because all I saw was students organizations, I don't know. And also the fast food, I look also the fast food that here is like very promote to people to eat outside and fast food every time.
Študentsko življenje.
In faculties there are cheap menus to eat, usually, I don't know, not very cheap, also here it's cheaper. But I think people eat more at home, buy this stuff in supermarkets and cook it. It's more use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but living here, I don't know. In one hand, it's similar to Madrid because flats and rental contracts and prices in flats are similar to Madrid, more or less. Yeah, for a single room, 200 euros and up, you know, and it's, this situation is quite similar, I think. But in dormitories, for example, the things are very different. In Madrid, it costs like a flat being a dormitory. It's the same price, more or less, and here is much cheaper. My faculty here is called FEDEV. It's in Besigrad and it's a very modern, very, very modern faculty, and my first impression was bad. I didn't like it because there was much more life in my faculty in Madrid than here, you know, and here there is all people going from one class to another running, no time for speaking with people, no time for sitting. It's different, and you've got cameras looking for you everywhere. It's strange for me. I feel disturbed with these cameras also.
Studentska zmieniawa.
Okay, the decision of get an Erasmus studies outside, I take it because I was bored of the routine. I don't know if it's good said about the diary life in Madrid. I don't know. I feel like always the same people, same structures. I was very bored of living there, and I knew that asking for it would be the like uncertain way to go out. I choose Slovenia and Ljubljana because I thought it was gonna be different to Madrid life, different habits, different points of view. Also quite different to other parts of Europe I've been, and then I arrived here and it's mostly the same.
Studentska gibanja.
Well, my faculty historically from the 90s, I think, it always been a very powerful faculty in social movements and student organization and critics against the system of life, the capitalism and other things. And historically there was a lot of student autonomy there. there was to some years before there was to be a common room just for the students that they get it without saying nothing. Just in this place, people went for discussing, having a beer, organizing theater groups, reading poetry groups, music groups, political groups also, and social groups, and it was plenty of life. And this place was closed, and this conference room was made instead of this. And after that, people took another room, but it was in the downstairs when nobody is going. It's great also because it's a free space, but it's all used only for political activities, and it's like the rest of the people that don't want to get involved in these things don't want to some of their times there, and it's like they are afraid to get into there. But I think that it should change and be an open space for everyone and for discussing, for get groups to get another kind of a student life, not an organized life. Okay, we are the students and we must learn, but not in this way. I think that in the case of the students in the last years, it was, in the most part, it was against the Bologna process. There was a lot of demonstrations and activities done against this. There is also a lot of anti-capitalist people that always is fighting against the state structures.
Bolonski process.
In my opinion, our school system, before Bologna and now with Bologna even more, is not a way of open your mind. It's not a way of studies that open your mind and makes you a more intellectual, for saying that, person, or I don't like also the intellectual word, but for saying in some way. I think this education is in the mood to produce productive people for this kind of life. You know, produce lawyers, produce, and not produce people who really take care about what's happening around them. But with the Bologna process, I think it's another step to get this kind of education more stronger. Bologna process is another step also in the movement of the education from public hands to private hands. You know, I don't know how it's affecting here in Slovenia the Bologna process, but for example in Spain all the scholarships system is now getting into banks' hands, you know, with all its consequences. I don't know, I saw people who is in the mood to do things and trying to change things and get more autonomy for students and for also for every kind of people, not just students. But I think the in Spain it's also the same. I think the most part of the people doesn't care about it. And it's only in the way to get good notes in their exams and have a nice job in the future. No, I think the mood is more or less the same in all Europe.
Verbe sedar.
Slovenia.
Mountains.
Ljubljana.
Fast food. Ah, Metelkova. Ljubljana, Metelkova, rock.
Erasmus.
Comfortable.
Erasmus people.
A lot of.
Bologna.
Shit.
Judy.
Knowledge.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for you and
Mala.
Rosie.
what I've done.